From here, you can enter the patient's new information as you would with any of the other options. From here, you can enter the new patient's information as you would with any of the other options. This concludes scheduling a new patient video tutorial. From here, you can enter the new patient's information as you would with any of the other options. And this concludes the scheduling for a new patient video tutorial. From here, you can enter the new patient's information as you would with any of the other options. And this concludes the scheduling for a new patient video tutorial. From here, you can enter the new patient's information as you would with any of the other options. This concludes the scheduling for a new patient video tutorial.